Hello, I'm Beryl Dakers, and this is Spoleto Today. Michael Grossorian first joined the Spoleto Festival USA in 1980 as jazz coordinator. Since that time, the burgeoning jazz lineup expanded into the much-anticipated Wachovia, now Wells Fargo Jazz Series, augmented by numerous musical events which Michael directs. And Michael Grossorian, welcome to our program.
Well, thanks for having me.
You have quite an auspicious lineup planned for the 2015 edition of Spoleto USA, so much so that you probably need a new title, since jazz coordinator or director of the Wells Fargo Jazz Series doesn't seem to quite cover all you do.
Well, it's about the best we can do right now. I mean, music continues to evolve in the 21st century, standing on top of what preceded it in the 20th century and before that. So while not everything we program is jazz in the conventional sense, there is an element of jazz in the fiber of all the music, whether it's an interest in improvisation, whether it's in the form of arrangements. All of these musicians have jazz in their bones somewhere, and how it expresses itself is just a matter of what these particular artists think speaks most deeply to them and therefore to audiences.
So how do you determine what you will program for the festival in any given year? Is there some special mix or ratio of musical types that you go after?
Absolutely not. There's really only one criteria, and that's to find the best music I can find. And of course, I'll raise my hand here and plead guilty to that being a completely subjective statement. It's simply a matter of what I think speaks deeply to people, and that, of course, can be different for every person who has the job of curating a series of concerts. In fact, it has to be different. My version of it is I look for three things. I look for lyricism, first of all. No matter what a musician does with whatever instrument or with their voice, in my mind, it's necessary to sing to people, to invite them into the musical expression. The second thing I look for is depth, and by that I mean somehow the music reaches into people's hearts and souls and touches them somewhere down deep. And then the third thing, if we're lucky, and if the repertoire is disposed toward it, a few moments of transcendence. And for me, that's when the beauty of what's happening in a concert is so profound that you feel the sensation that time has stopped.
Each year, the festival seems to be moving more and more in a direction where we are exposed to an international thrust in the music. So I'm a little curious about this bent toward internationalism.
Jazz actually was one of the first musics to go global because it was born in the time when recording was born. So the music of Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington and so forth was able to be circulated globally in a fashion that did not exist prior to the creation of recording technology. And what I think has happened since is there's been a huge development in the U.S. in jazz and in blues and so forth over the course of the 20th century. And people around the world have been listening. And I think people today in the 21st century, they've absorbed all that. And then they have to take the inward journey that every artist needs to take, in my opinion, to find out what is it that speaks to that particular person most deeply. And if they are able to find that, then what comes out is something original and something that audiences will really want to hear.
Final question, Michael, and that is, what is the ultimate compliment for you or the thing that lets you know you've really done a good job?
It's a great question, and when I hear people walking out saying words to the effect, I'm really glad I was here today.
That's a wonderful summation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
My guest has been Michael Grossorian, director of the Spoleto Wells Fargo Jazz Series. For Spoleto Today, I'm Beryl Dakers.